listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. To the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, and joined by Carrie Martinez with the Utah Department of Health. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Talking about important developmental milestones and where our kids should be at different points in their age range. 3 years old, that's the milestone we're meeting today. And we know that every child development's their development course is different. They meet their milestones at different points. Even within the same family, milestones are met at different points. But at 3 years old, they're full-on toddler. For us, that's when full-on tantrum, terrible threes hit. We have great kids, I should preface that, but they are also bad at times as well. And three is kind of when they started to do that more. Social and emotional milestones really become, I think, prevalent at three because they have now started to find some of their independence. They've started to also find a little more emotion or affection. But then with some of that emotion also comes a little more of that tantrum or attitude.
Yes. Age three is, I like to call it the terrible threes too. I know terrible twos are more commonly used, but at two, they still need you. They're still needing you to develop those skill sets that help them be independent. And that's emerging independence. But at three, they figured it out. I can ask for things. I know how to get my own things. Wait a minute, you're going to tell me I can't get that down? I've already done it 30 times, so I'm just going to do it again. And so it's important for us to recognize that age three, the social emotional development is I've got my independence and I want to copy adults and friends so that I can go and be with my own friends and teach them how to do this really cool thing I just learned how to copy from my older brother. They're showing affection. This is an age where they're showing a range of emotions and they like to share and give affection and get affection. They will show concern for a crying friend, or they'll have a teddy bear that's crying that they'll be comforting. They're understanding the difference between mine and yours or hers. And so they, you know, this is where mine comes in. Wait a minute. I want that. It's mine. They are separating from mom and dad a lot more easily at this age because they are independent. They can make it there, become confident in their own skills. However, they still may show some, they may still get upset if a routine changes drastically or a routine that they're used to changes. And so at this age, it's great to help prep them for any changes in the routine, verbalize it, express it, give them words to help them cope with a change in a routine.
And they become so much more communicative as well. Their language and communication skills are completely different over the course of a year from 2 years old now to three. They're basically, I mean, like you said, they know everything at this point.
They know everything to get through their environment. You know, you could give them 2 and 3 step directions, like take this shoe into the room and bring me back a blanket, and they can do that. Mm-hmm. So they're very independent and they can navigate their environment with words, with their motor, with their cognition. So they're very, again, confident with their skill set at this age. They can name most familiar things. They can understand in, on, under, go put this in the cupboard. They know their friends' names. They can say multiple plurals like cars, dogs, cats. And they can talk to a stranger like, hey, you, what you doing in the grocery store? Or, you know, mom, who's that? Pointing and asking. So they're very communicative at this age.
And definitely starting to carry on a little more of a conversation, which can become very entertaining.
Yes, it can.
And you were talking about some of those cognitive things, you know, the learning, the thinking, and now the problem solving. And like you were saying, you know, that social and emotional, when we're saying, no, don't do that, and they're thinking, well, I've already done it, I know how to. That goes into this cognitive milestone of figuring it out already. They know they can do it, so why aren't they just going to go do it?
Exactly. So parents have tried to give them the lots of opportunity to play and practice and develop these skills, and now they can. So they want to do it. They may be able to zip and button or like undo a lid most of the time. So when they can't, they express frustration and they want to be able to do it all the time by themselves. But they're able to do that. They're starting that imaginative play, and play practice is emerging. They may play with dolls. They may bring you a toy Lego and say, "My baby's crying," you know, so you have to, comfort the Lego. They're starting to turn pages in a book, a paper book, one at a time, building towers. They can unscrew lids. So this is a fun age of development for parents to look at, like, okay, we've put all those foundation skills in place. Now let's start helping them build skills that they're going to be using the rest of their life. Unscrewing lids is something we as adults struggle with every day.
Isn't that the truth? And now they're also now they're becoming even more independent when it comes to play and outside play and mobility. With that physical development milestone, you know, what are some of the things that we're seeing? We're probably starting to see at this point things we don't want to see, like them climbing on things that they shouldn't be climbing on.
Yeah, climbing's huge at this age, and so it's great for parents if they can to provide that opportunity to climb at, playground equipment, someplace safe for them to go up and down, because they can walk, they can run, they can kick a ball, they can balance on their tippy toes. So that's the next thing. How do I use all of these motor skills together? Usually that involves some climbing. They can also ride a pedal a tricycle. Some kids I've seen at this age even use like scooters. So it just de again depends on a child's individual development. It's important for families to know the milestone checklist for each area of development and look at it, see, is my child doing this, and then provide those opportunities for practice.
And you guys have so many resources too at the Utah Department of Health for families to kind of check in on those milestones too. Because a lot of the times, you know, we may see another child doing something that maybe ours isn't, and we're comparing, which we shouldn't, but we do. And we think, oh, maybe my child isn't meeting a milestone that they should be. But a lot of the times, and especially with the resources that you guys have, you know, parents can kind of help their child just get right back on track, like they've, you know, never missed a beat.
Never miss the beat. It's important for families to recognize too that prior to the age of three, we're looking at milestones at like 1 month increments. And at age three, you could be at a park with a family and they could say, "My child's three," and "Your child's three," but your child turned three yesterday and their child's going to turn four in a week. So parents should always remember to look at their child as an individual and look at the skill sets and make sure that they've been hitting milestones all along. Parents can look at for milestone. I always like to direct parents to the CDC website, the Milestone app, where they can look at different milestones associated with the age that their child is at. And that gives them a very good blueprint of where their child should be. And then at this age, at age three, we would say, there's early childhood Utah, there's parents as visitor or parents as teachers, home visitors, your local health department. And at this age, at age three, you could look into your local school district and see if they have a preschool program, or you could look in your community for a high quality preschool program where your child could go.
And I think that's so great too, just for socialization, you know, play dates, preschools, Montessori schools, just anything to, especially, you know, if maybe your child has older siblings who are off at school, or if it's, you know, your first child or your only child, getting that social interaction, especially at, you know, at this age, I think is so important for them.
Absolutely. This is where they are starting to learn how to function with other children and how do we navigate this environment together. And sharing and turn taking is modeled appropriately in these environments, and it really helps their development.
Well, we appreciate you walking us through these milestones. Carrie Martinez with the Utah Department of Health, thank you for your time and kind of, you know, walking us through the milestones that our 3-year-olds should be meeting.
Thank you for your time.
And that wraps up this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.